Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 5th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Huawei App Gallery partners with UAE banking apps. Huawei Mobile Services, HMS, has partnered with multiple UAE banking apps to improve the digital banking landscape in the region. SAMA to release new regulatory framework for open banking. Saudi Central Bank has announced the plan to issue a new regulatory framework for open banking in Q4 2023 for the payment origination services. Anchor raises $2.4 million in a seed funding round. Nigeria-based banking as a service, BaaS, provider Anchor has raised $2.4 million in a seed funding round to expand its product offering. Pliant to acquire Friday Finance. Financial management platform Friday Finance has ended its business activities, with the initiative to sell parts of its company to Germany-based fintech Pliant. InCard partners with Currency Cloud. Fintech InCard has partnered with cross-border payments platform Currency Cloud to help creators and digital entrepreneurs reach global markets. CP Bank partners with Eurogyro. Cambodia-based CP Bank has announced its partnership with InPay's Eurogyro in order to provide international money transfer services to worldwide Cambodian clients. Viva.com expands Tap to Pay on iPhone to the Netherlands. Cloud-based neobank Viva.com has announced the expansion of its Tap to Pay on iPhone offering to the Netherlands to enable contactless payment acceptance for merchants. JP Morgan Payments partners with Network International. Network International, a digital commerce enabler across the Middle East and Africa, MEA, region has partnered with JP. Ant Group launches Alipay in the Philippines. Global cross-border digital payments and marketing solution Ant Group has announced the launch of 4 mobile wallets in the Philippines, including Alipay Plus. Future Bank partners with IDverse to counter cybercrime. Embedded finance platform Future Bank has partnered with digital ID verification company IDverse to augment its customer onboarding with secure digital identity verification. Major growth forecasted for the mobile payment security software market. A recent study from HTFMI has evaluated the mobile payment security software market, expecting it to grow significantly by 2028. Wirex leverages Polygon CDK for its payment-focused app chain. UK-based crypto payments platform Wirex has revealed that it will leverage the Polygon CDK, chain development kit, to build its upcoming app chain. Coinstash, Investified launch, Aussie bundle. Australia-based cryptocurrency exchange Coinstash has partnered with crypto education platform Investified to launch the Aussie bundle, a crypto investment package. Paybus implements support for ACH bank transfers. UK-based fiat-to-crypto exchange Paybus has added support for ACH bank transfers to streamline crypto purchases for US customers. NatWest taps low-code tech for payments modernization program. NatWest has selected Icon Payments Framework to steer the bank's payments modernization strategy in alignment with ISO 20022 payment data message standards and the development of the UK's new payments architecture project. Ant Group brings Alipay to the Philippines. Ant Group, the operator of Alipay Plus, the global cross-border digital payments and marketing solution, today announced that a total of 4 mobile wallets are now accepted in the Philippines. Eurogyro delivers cross-border remittances for Cambodia CP Bank. InPay, one of Europe's fastest-growing fintech companies, and Cambodia Post Bank PLC. CP Bank, one of Cambodia's leading commercial banks, have entered into a partnership to introduce international money transfer services in Cambodia. Viva.com introduces Tap to Pay on iPhone for Dutch merchants. Viva.com, a leading European cloud-based neobank, now enables Dutch merchants to seamlessly and securely accept in-person contactless payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone and its Viva Terminal iOS app. Fintech CEO selects Know Your Customer after posting KYB challenge on his LinkedIn page. In a decisive move towards enhancing transparency, efficiency, and inclusion in financial services, 3S Money, the pioneering cross-border payments platform, has joined forces with award-winning reg tech provider Know Your Customer. Swiss B2B fintech Gen2 raises $15 million. Point72 Ventures has led a $15 million Series A investment round in asset securitization fintech Gen2. S-Simple signs Equi Lend as first client. S-Simple, a SaaS DLT platform that aims to fundamentally change the way standing settlement instructions, SSIs, are stored, shared, and enriched across the financial services industry, today announced it has partnered with the global securities finance technology firm Equi Lend to power an enhanced SSI repository and management solution. Quant releases Overledger plugin for OutSystems Forge. Blockchain for finance pioneer Quant has made its enterprise-grade technology, Overledger, available on application builder marketplace OutSystems Forge. IA opens applications for FinTech Accelerator Program. The Investment Association, IA, today opens applications for its annual Engine Innovator Program, an accelerator program launched in 2018. Intellect EU becomes D7 digital market partner. Intellect EU, the emerging technology specialist, is proud to announce that it is now a D7 digital market partner of Deutsche BRSE and Clearstream. World Federation of Exchanges publishes crypto research. The World Federation of Exchanges, the WFE, the Global Industry Group for Exchanges and Central Counterparties, has published the first of a two-part research project which analyzes exchange engagement with crypto market developments. Financial crime detection outfit Theta Ray raises $57 million. Theta Ray, the Israeli fintech that enables banks to monitor payment traffic to sniff out money laundering risks, has completed a $57 million fundraising round. MAS chief Ravi Menon retires. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, announced today that the President of the Republic of Singapore has appointed Mr. Chia Derjin as Managing Director, Designate, MAS from 1 November 2023 to 31 December 2023, and as Managing Director, MAS from 1 January 2024 to 31 May 2026. Cover secures FCA authorization license. Cover, leader in embedded insurance orchestration, proudly announces the successful granting of a Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, full authorization. Future Bank implements IDverse to speed customer onboarding. The customizable and compliant embedded finance platform, Future Bank, has partnered with world-leading digital ID verification company IDverse, previously known as OCR Labs Global, to further its digital transformation and accelerate customer onboarding through swift and secure digital identity verification, IDV. How regulation changes will impact the prepaid market in 2023. Regulatory changes are coming to the prepaid market. Wamo selects Modular as its new banking-as-a-service provider. UK-based digital business account provider for SMEs Wamo has chosen Modular as its banking-as-a-service provider. Cover secures FCA license after 7 years of activity. Cover has announced that it has obtained full authorization from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, after operating actively in the UK market for 7 years. Gen 2 raises US$15 million in Series A funding round. Switzerland-based B2B fintech platform Gen 2 has raised US$15 million in Series A funding round to expand internationally and develop its suite of services. Theta Ray raises US$57 million in funding round. Israel-based AI-powered anti-money laundering provider Theta Ray has raised US$57 million in funding round in order to offer new business opportunities to banks and fintechs. Compli Fintech Solutions acquires Australia's M-Integrity. Compli Fintech Solutions, an ASX-listed company, has announced the acquisition of M-Integrity, an Australian compliance consulting firm. Signicat integrates SPID for digital IDV in Europe. Pan-European digital identity company Signicat has announced an integration with Italy-based e-identity system SPID, Sistema Pubblico di Identità Digitale, into its electronic identity portfolio. Regulators to probe Deutsche Bank over Postbank unit concerns. Deutsche Bank has reportedly faced customer issues at a Postbank unit, prompting the German watchdog BaFin to consider investigating the problem further. Finland pioneers digital passports to streamline travel. Finland has commenced a testing phase for its new digital passports in a bid to make international travel simpler and more secure. South Korea's Hana Bank partners with BitGo on digital asset services. South Korea-based bank Hana has started to collaborate with BitGo to offer digital asset custody services from the latter half of 2024. Visa expands stablecoin settlement capabilities to merchant acquirers. Visa is expanding its stablecoin settlement capabilities to the Solana blockchain and is also working with merchant acquirers WorldPay and Nuvei. Yapily plugs into Entropy Data Enrichment API. Entropy, the industry-leading AI-powered financial data standardization and enrichment solution, is excited to announce a strategic partnership with Yapily, the leading open banking API infrastructure provider, to enrich and improve financial information and transaction data for customers across the UK and Europe. Hyperpay deploys Paymentology's payment processing platform in Saudi Arabia. Hyperpay, the fastest-growing online payment service provider in the MENAP region, founded by Muhannad Ebouini, is delighted to announce a strategic partnership with Paymentology, the global leading issuer processor. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.